This episode of Clipping In on the Premier Podcast Network is brought to you by
celebrating over 90 years of five-star high-quality customer service. Richard Lucas Chevrolet and Subaru, right there in Avenel, New Jersey, is my go-to spot for all of my new and used vehicles. I myself decided to upgrade, and I went from a Chevy Equinox all the way up to a Chevy Blazer Rally Sport. It's not your average Blazer. This thing hauls ass. If I get that itch to go big, I'm going big with Richard Lucas Chevrolet, and I'm going to go with the 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500. It's got the all-star four-wheel drive package with a 2.7-liter engine. Check out their entire inventory online at richardlucaschevy.com or give them a call at 800-717-6944 and tell them Chop Sports Sturge sent you. What's going on, guys? This is Dave Sturcio, owner of Chop Sports Media and Chop Studios, and today I want to talk to you guys a little bit about Lowell's Beauty Bar and Custom Creations. They're located right in Matawan, New Jersey, inside of Weber Plaza, and all of their work is done right here in-house. Lauren and Danielle have provided Chop Studios with signage, with merchandise, you name it, they do it at Lowell's Beauty Bar and Custom Creations. They do custom and personalized decals, they do vinyl, they bedazzle clothes, jackets, pants, even something for the little ones. They create and customize cups, sneakers, even sports balls. Literally, there is no end to the possibilities that Lowell's Beauty Bar and Custom Creations can do. Lowell's also does hair and makeup, so any event coming up, either a wedding or a party or anything, if you need your hair done and your makeup done, Lowell's Beauty Bar and Custom Creations is the place to go. They even do face painting parties for all your kids. And listen, adults too, if you want to get your face painted, get your face painted. Contact them right now, 848-203-5766, or follow them on Instagram at Lowell's_studios, and of course on the old TikTok at Lowell's_studios. You will not regret this. Tell them Dave Sturcio from Chop Studios sent you. What's up, guys? It's Sturch from Chop Sports, and today I'm here to finally deliver some new happenings with our friends over at Absolute Eyewear. You already know the deal. They're stocked. They have the biggest brands, including Ray-Ban, Polo, and now introducing its newest player to their star-studded lineup, Oakley. They work with all your major insurance companies, including BCBS, AARP, and so much more. If you check out Absolute Eyewear in Woodbridge, New Jersey, next to the train station, you'll receive $100 off any prescription frames and lenses. That's $100. Check them out right now by either calling 732-326-3937 or visit their website, absolute-eyewear.com. Tell them Chop Sports Sturch sent you.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Clipping In with Nick Scortino. So, yeah, we are back. I know I keep taking a little bit of time in between each episode, but a lot of times I try to use it to, if I have a live class that I'm taking or, just a big milestone coming up, I try to wait until after I do that so I can talk about said class. But yeah, we are back. I'm happy to be back. I love doing this. I love being able to come on here and talk to you guys about my journey with Peloton and my journey really into just the whole world of changing up your routine and adding a whole lot of fitness and all these other things really into it. So yeah, I've been killing it per usual on the Peloton. I've been still going strong, doing something different every day. Not something different. Still doing a whole lot of cycling, running, strength classes, shadow boxing. Those are really the things I do the most. It's just because I don't have a rower or anything like that available for me to use, which is fine. Still doing cycling, running, walking, strength, shadow boxing, all those types of things. Obviously, throwing and stretching. Stretching is very important. I highly recommend you do it. If you don't, it's helped me tremendously so far. Recover from different types of movements and stuff with the bike and everything else. So, we do have some live classes to talk about that I've been in, some milestones that I have achieved. We're obviously, you know, I'll get back into the music aspect of it too, because music is, in my opinion, one of the most important things for this for me. And you know, I always like to tie it back you know, into what I'm listening to now, and you know, what I've got going on in terms of music that I listen to either while I work out or while I do things, because it definitely helps me, and you know, it may help one of you listening. So, but without further ado, let's dive into some things on, you know, now that it is April. I did finish the month of March with 85 cycling, 35 stretching, 19 strength, 15 running, 10 walking, 4 cardio, 3 rowing, and 2 yoga. I finished with 32,088 calories burned. 14,248 was my total output. Total time was 36 hours, 42 minutes, and my total bike distance was 419 miles, and that was for all 31 days of March. So yeah, you know, I killed it in March, continued to, you know, improve and, you know, go strong. And I did take a couple more classes, live classes in March. I took Kendall's 20-minute 90s pop and 20-minute 90s rock ride, which they are really, really fun. You can actually see me in these classes because I am in the front row, because that was my 1,050th class. So I was lucky enough to be in the front row for them, and they're a whole lot of fun. They have got a great playlist. The Pop Ride's got some Britney Spears, TLC, Smash Mouth, Cher. It's a really fun playlist to, you know, just basically vibe out and jam out to some 90s pop. The 90s Rock Ride was followed right after, because it was a 20-minute class stack, so it was 2 20-minute classes back-to-back. The 90s Rock Ride was a lot of fun. Started off with My Own Worst Enemy by Lit, which was fantastic. And then some Lenny Kravitz, American Woman, Sublime, Creed. And we closed out the class with probably my favorite song of both classes, which was Bulls on Parade by Rage Against the Machine. I'm a big Rage Against the Machine fan. Bulls on Parade is one of my favorite songs by them. That's primarily due to the fact that it's in Guitar Hero 3, but I like that song, Killing in the Name, Sleeping Out of the Fire, a whole bunch of other songs performed by them. But anytime it's in a Peloton class, I almost always take the class, because it's so much fun. So I did that, and I took those two classes, and that was Monday, March 18th. Then later in the week, I went and did my first tread class in the studio, which was a 30-minute endurance run with Selena Samuela. Whole lot of fun, actually. I was very impressed with myself, because it was the first running class that I've taken where I didn't have to slow down or walk partway through it, because usually I get a little tired and I need to, you know, walk a little bit to catch my breath and, you know, do that. And that was the first class I did it where I stayed in a jog or was running the entirety of the class. So I was very, very impressed with myself, and I was very happy that I was finally able to do that. So, you know, but that also, that class had a fantastic playlist. Started off with some more Sublime, the Glass Animals, Drake, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Pat Benatar, whole other plethora of music for that class. And it was a whole lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I'm trying to see if I can find... here we go. So it was my best output for the class. I mean, it was my first class taking on the Peloton tread, because I don't have a Peloton tread in my home. I just have a regular treadmill, which is which works perfectly fine. I broke my 1K personal record on the tread, and I broke my 1 mile personal record on the tread. And it was also my 75th run with Peloton. So a whole lot of things going on just for that one class, and it was a whole lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. And yeah. And then continuing with the live class theme, I had taken another class, and it was the Kendall's 2010s hip hop class. Now, a lot of you know this by now. When it comes to classes on Peloton, hip hop, pop punk, rock, pop are like my favorites to do. Pop punk is my favorite class to take. Then it's probably hip hop, metal, pop. Pop and rock kind of go back and forth, if I'm being honest. But I was very excited when I found out that I got into this class. And the playlist, playlist was fantastic. Start off with some Nicki Minaj. Went right into No Limit by G-Eazy, A$AP Rocky, and Cardi B. Then it went to a little bit of Kendrick Lamar with Mad City. A$AP Ferg, New Level. 6 foot, 7 foot by Lil Wayne. And then went to I'm a Boss by Meek Mill and Rick Ross. And we closed out the class with All I Do Is Win with DJ Khaled, T-Pain, Ludacris, Snoop Dogg, and Rick Ross. So it was a fantastic, fantastic playlist. I loved basically just vibing out, jamming out to some great 2010s hip hop. I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that class. So, but then this week I actually broke two. What's it called? I broke my 30-minute PR twice this week. Wednesday night, I was on for Kendall's West Coast Wednesday, and it was a hit ride. So I, was pushing myself very hard to PR in that class. And I ended up beating my PR. My total output was 452, and I did 11.6 miles. So I was very pumped up about that, very excited. And then today, during Kendall's 90s ride, I then broke my PR again and pushed it to 466 for my total output, and my total distance on the bike was 11.73 miles. So, yeah, it was a tough push. I struggled a little bit trying to keep up with the PR pace, but got it done. Very happy that I was able to get that done. And yeah, I'm still just having a whole lot of fun doing this. It really is one of the best things for me to do right now. I've to see the progress and everything still humbles me a little bit each time, because I think back to I was just a very overweight person who needed to start making changes in his life, and finally decided to, make these changes for the best to help better myself. And now I work out or do some sort of physical activity every day. And for me, that's one of the biggest things, the biggest changes that I've been able to do. And it's helped me out tremendously, just in terms of I feel better, I look better. And it's helped me out tremendously, just physically and mentally with everything. And I love being able to now share that this journey with all of you guys, because I feel like it could potentially help someone else. And that's kind of my whole plan with all this, is I want to see if I can share my story and help out anyone who might need to hear it. But yeah, it's just I'm very grateful for this. I'm very grateful for the fact that I have this access to Peloton and everything, and it's helped me out a lot, and being able to take the different instructors' classes and listen to what they have to say. And, they've helped me in many different ways that they might not even know because, you know, just I do tend to stack my classes based off of music. But, you know, sometimes during those classes, some things are said by the different instructors and, you know, it really hits home and it helps out tremendously to have something like that available 24/7 for me. And it's just great. I love being able to do this. And, you know, I really love being able to, you know, work out and, you know, share my progress and my results. But yeah, so far, you know, I'm going to see if I can get another live class either this week or next week. Cause you know, I've got a big milestone class coming up of 1100 rides. I've pushed myself again, once again, to kind of get there. And now I got to be a little scarce with when I use the bike and how long I use the bike for, which sucks, but not much I can do about that. You know, but it is what it is with that. And yeah, no, it's just a lot of fun. I really do enjoy this. And, you know, it's still crazy to think that I'm over 1,000 classes. And I think I have, if I've read this correctly, hang on one second. I'm now close to over, to being almost, over 2,000 classes via Peloton. We are currently at, 1,913 total workouts taken through Peloton. I've done 1,088 cycling, 332 stretching, 232 strength, 108 cardio, 75 running, 65 walking, 10 yoga, and 3 rowing. I definitely need to start looking into the boot camps because those have been something that I've been low-key kind of interested in just to see what they're all about. Might end up taking one this week, depending on how my week goes. Most likely a bike boot camp. Obviously, I can't do a rowing boot camp, but I also might do a tread boot camp as well. But yeah, I was very happy about that, and you know, we're still going strong with my weeks. I started my 59th week so far, so. We're slowly killing it. We're slowly killing it. And, you know, it takes time to get into this, but we're here now and I'm very happy to be here. So yeah, started off, today by doing, obviously, like I said before, I did Kendall's, 30-minute 90s ride. I started with a 5-minute warm-up ride with, Camila. And then I did a 20-minute 2010s hip-hop ride with Ali Love, a 5-minute cool down with Alex Toussaint, and then a 5-minute post-ride stretch with Kendall. I was gonna do some arms and lightweights because I usually try to stack those in with when I ride the bike, but I am still very sore from working out. I over the weekend I did shadow boxing and upper body, and let's just say my arms, shoulders, chest, ooh, they were feeling it today, and it was a little rough, but got through it, and you know, it worked out in the end. But I had it stacked in too, and I was like, I'll just do it, you know, if I have to do it slow or whatever, you know, I'll do it. And I was like, not do using any weights, but like making the motion to do like a bicep curl. And I was like, oh no, I can feel this in my arms, my triceps, everything. I was like, I can't, like this ain't gonna work. So cut that out. But you know, tomorrow, when this episode is released, depending on, you know, what time, I may or may have not worked out yet. Most likely I would have not worked out yet, but plan is to either ride the bike or run. That's what I'm going to do do for my workout. Probably run, just take a break from the bike. But yeah, I still love running. I definitely have to get, I have to get new running shoes because my running shoes do sometimes make my feet hurt, but I just kind of fight through the pain at this point because I want to be able to do it. And I like taking the running and walking classes and everything that they offer via the treadmill. So yeah, we're definitely gonna have to figure that one out, but it happens. Probably gonna most likely get those either this week or next week, depending on what happens. But I gotta do some research into the running shoes now because I am venturing very into uncharted waters with that. Because I used to just buy essentially just crappy pairs of running shoes because I wouldn't really be running anyway. I just use them for if I walked occasionally, and now I'm running and walking way more than I had anticipated, so my shoes are definitely not holding up. So gotta hit the books, gotta do some research for that, but it'll work out. I'll figure it out. I've got some sources up my sleeve, aka a couple of people I know that do run a lot that can give me some insight on that. But yeah, so now I think it is a perfect time to transition into the music part of this episode. So my music this week and the last couple weeks has really not really changed too much. It's still pop punk, Blink-182, all that. But I have been throwing in some more Travis Scott recently. The song Oh My Diss Side featuring Quavo. Such a good song off of his album Rodeo. That was recently played in one of Alex Toussaint's hip hop classes. Oh, I was vibing so much on the bike, jamming out, singing my lungs out to that song while I was working out. So really enjoyed having that in a Peloton class, but also, you know, it's been one of my favorite songs off that album. I've been listening to Hellstar by Magnolia Park, a little bit more Magnolia Park. Unholy Heart came back in my playlist. Serious by them as well. And the song Tonight, which is also a great listen as well. Some more Linkin Park thrown back in. Still listening to Friendly Fire, Shadow of the Day. Definitely threw some more Logic back in. I was very excited. Wu-Tang Forever, Lightsabers featuring C.Dot Castro, Shimmy with Joey Badass, My Way, which is probably one of my favorite songs off of Bobby Tarantino 3. Another great song to add to your playlist if you have not already. Yeah, and then it's still Cinderella with Future, Metro Boomin, and Travis Scott. Love that song. I still have Tate McRae in my playlist. I still listen to her music. I love her music. It's great. Identical Days by Youth Fountains. Definitely some Kid Cudi thrown back in. Up, Up, and Away. Love that song. Love most of Man on the Moon. What else? Still some, you know, Blink Wave from Blink-182's album One More Time. Obviously, One More Time as well. Yeah, most of Blink-182 just is in my playlist at all times. Stockholm Syndrome, I fucking love that song. I Don't Give a Fuck by Drake featuring Yeet is another song that I have taken Peloton classes because it's in it, and I just really enjoy the song. And I'll obviously Just Pretend and Limits by Bad Omens. Fantastic band if you have not listened to them. Those two songs are fantastic. Really great listen. but yeah, that's pretty much been a lot of what I've been listening to. And then obviously, you know, threw some Kendrick, some Lil Wayne back in. I think that's it pretty much in terms of music so far and what I've been listening to. There hasn't really been anything to the change really. But yeah, that I think wraps up everything that I wanted to get to. So thank you all for listening, and I hope you all have a fantastic day. And remember, you gotta lock in to clock in.